People ask, where were you when? As in, where were you when Kennedy was shot? Or when the planes hit the World Trade Center? We as a community can collectively commiserate in order to bond with one another. Then there are times when you're the one and only person who experiences something and have to process it in your own way. Mine was last month when my father's doctor dropped the H word, hospice. Of course I wish the H word were howdy doody or hokey pokey, but it wasn't. This wasn't completely out of the blue. He's been in declining health and is pushing 90, but hearing that word out loud seared my brain as an indelible memory. There are certain thresholds from which you don't return. I feel quite sure that he has accomplished everything on his bucket list and has no regrets. So I decided to embrace this situation for what it is, a golden opportunity. I'm channeling my inner Roberto Benigni, the Academy Award-winning protagonist in the 1997 movie Life is Beautiful. He spins the horrific experiences of a concentration camp into a game to distract his son from reality. People deal with trauma in various ways. You can take to the bed, to the bottle, or the gym. I repress my emotions so far down that I wouldn't be surprised if one day my toenails just popped right off. But in this situation, as my coping mechanism, I choose to spin it and squeeze out any possibility of humor. I'm not dressing up like a clown or using whoopee cushions, but I'm journaling all my lighthearted moments, of which there are many. My father has always been hilarious, and during this season of our lives, why not embrace the positive and delightful? So we're frying up the bacon and double pouring the bourbon, whatever makes us happy. Fling that dental floss out the window. We're thinking about running with scissors. So bring on the laughter and let the good times roll. Heck, we might even cut the tags off the pillows. At the inaugural meeting with the hospice nurse, my father asked in a very serious tone what her success rate was. She and I both were paralyzed until we realized he was just pulling her leg. She asked a few questions to determine his cognitive level. He was a little bit cloudy on the date and the month, but when she asked if he knew who the president was, he said, "Oh, dear Lord, don't remind me." WHQR's own Barbara Bush brought us a delicious home-cooked dinner, and she proudly proclaimed that men don't like anything more than shepherd's pie. And he said, "You're wrong, my dear. Men don't like anything more than shepherdess pie." So the H word has been let out of the bag, and I'd like to add a few more to the H list. Happiness, hilarity, and hero.